Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome, welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan, joined as always by Big Jerv, by Jason Madison. Juju is out on assignment. He won't be joining us today. Trey is going to be joining us shortly. We got a great episode for you guys today. We're going to be reviewing, as always, Power and Snowfall. Only 2 episodes left in Snowfall. Be interested to see where this whole thing goes. Plus, breakups. This should be awkward, right? And yet sometimes freeing. It's funny, like in the movies, everyone's always sad for the breakup, but like actually it's like, oh, thank God. But first and foremost, let me get to the housekeeping. Say www.housekeeping.com patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the added content. Shout out to all of you guys that joined us in the watch along, the rewatchingtons of Never Back Down, me and Zach and Anthony Mays. We did that. You guys brought it. It was fun. Be on the lookout. A week from today, we're going to have another one. I wish I could tell you what it was. I do not remember. But all the extra content like that, like the OG podcast, like the Discord, all that you can find on the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. Also, twitter.com/countthedings. Check that pinned tweet at the top. It's the supporting Jade's family. Jade, if you don't know, was in an accident. We had a little fundraiser thing on behalf of The Athletic last week. A lot of people showed out. We have now passed the 1,000 donor threshold. So thank you to everyone who's donated. We're still short of that $100,000 goal. If you can join in there, throw a little something, $10, $5, $20, whatever you can do, whatever you feel comfortable, is much appreciated, not only by Jade's family, but also by all of us here. So please do that.
All right, let's get to power, yo.
Oh, man, power.
I finally caught up.
First of all, I love the idea of them walking Monet. She blindfolded, and the blindfold is, no lie, sitting on her like this. It's like a headband. I'm like, dog, she can see everything. What are you talking about? Why is that a blindfold? They're not even leading her by her arm. She's just walking by herself, making left turns and shit. Oh, man. But Jason, so you had to binge power.
Yeah,
to get to this point.
Yeah, so what? I didn't binge the whole show.
Right.
I just like this season, and I watched a couple of episodes of last season, saw some recaps, kind of got more acquainted with the characters and shit and found out who was who. I actually fuck with the show. It's entertaining. It's goofy as hell. Some of the writing is kind of bad.
Some of it.
When he said, Trey was talking about the TA, but when Kane was like, so it was Salim Ashe Freeman. That name sounds made up. And I was like, yeah, it does. Yeah, that's bad writing. Like, you guys are pointing out your own bad writing with more bad writing. Okay, let's move on.
But, yeah. Diana and Bentley making out this thing, got no shirt on, and she says, maybe we should just study.
Yo, where was my man's shirt, dog? Like, why did his shirt come on?
He was too thirsty, bro. He's too thirsty to, like, get into action, bro. That nigga's thirsty.
I thought they was about to fuck, and this nigga was
Hey, taking your shirt off to kiss is crazy. That's too horny for me, my nigga. That's,
hey man, don't kink man. Shame. Do not kink nah, shame, dog. There's some niggas.
You can't
oh,
make it out.
Kink shame.
Hold on.
Oh, y'all
hold on.
Kink
just, shame. Just to make Jerv, just to make so out. Taking, then you put your shirt
Jerv,
back
you're
on.
Off
and you
all
walk
your
out.
Shirt just.
Hey
to,
man, ho, to first of all, this ain't find out what Jerv's into happy hour. All right, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We not doing that. All right, I'm just saying some niggas want to take their shirt off when they kiss, fam. Like, it's their shit.
And then I was gonna say too, I think it's actually quite progressive and interesting how they've made the gay characters and like them being gay like a part of the story.
Yo, he's a horny fucker too, by the way, dog. Like, that's a
every
horny
day.
Motherfucker, dog. God damn.
Every day that nigga.
Talking about Drew.
Yeah, yo, Drew be horny as shit, nigga.
Hey,
god damn.
He got the Jason Madison cut, bro.
Oh, come on. Come on. Hey,
no, you don't act like he, but he got he tried to steal your look, bro.
Nah.
He tried to steal your look, bro.
You didn't just do me like that on the podcast, right? You didn't just do me like that on the podcast.
Trey delivered that shit. Trey delivered that line with the same joy in his face that I can imagine he had. What he called told AC Green he ain't got no hoes. That's the same shit.
Not on Elon Musk internet, bro. He's been waiting to fire me up for that. Wow. Wow, Trey.
Nah,
we did not go
nah,
to the same
I ain't
barber
you up like that, bro.
Nah,
it was
Anytime a nigga say, nah, I ain't fire you up like that, bro, they definitely fired you up like that.
Nah, because I'm actually not saying, like, yo, I'm not associating him with the background. I'm not associating with the actual character Drew, bro. Like, not his actions, because that nigga, he be doing too much.
He's about to have incest.
Well, that's not his real cousin.
No, it's
play cousin.
Play cousin, play cousin.
Niggas out here fucking their cousin.
Look at Jerv.
They grew up with Jerv. Like, that's your cousin,
Jerv.
Nigga.
Jerv, okay, listen. If your mom's friend, best friend, daughter look good, and y'all grew up halfway play cousins or whatever, and she threw the box at you at Hampton, what you going to do?
Well, halfway play cousins and play cousins is two different things, my nigga. Either we play cousins or we not, my nigga.
No,
like,
there's no such thing. Is it if you're blood or you're a play cousin? All right.
I'm not taking the box if it's my if I grew up as you as your family, bro, like your family to me. I'm not taking
that's
the box.
Right, Jerv. Now, you draw a
now,
line.
Look at you, Jerv.
Now erase that line, Jerv. Go ahead and erase that line right ahead. Go ahead.
But just say, you know, if we out here doing a little bar crawl type action, you know what I'm saying? Flowers is in the air, all types of shit.
Two plus two equals four.
Hey, my nigga, listen, it's 12:30 at night. I'm lit. You know what I mean? Like, what you want me to do, dog? I'm not really having the best judgment right
so
now.
So you're gonna
He's gonna smash his play cousin. That's what he's saying. Like,
yes,
y'all not gonna be the only nigga answering these questions too. Y'all niggas gotta answer these questions too.
Yeah, Jerv, what if the two of y'all are driving and you drive up and like spray down, like drive by, shoot like a bunch of hicks who's trying to kill your father and your brother, and then your play cousin get.
That adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah,
nigga.
You niggas just got horny off of the vibe.
It's something about a bullet going through your shoulder to just get a nigga sometimes, dog.
It was very sexual for the TLC. Here's a Band-Aid. Here.
Yeah. I'm not George Costanza, my nigga.
I'm surprised he didn't kiss that much. I'm surprised he didn't kiss that fucking Band-Aid.
So here's the... the funniest shit. So one of my homies that I went to college with, his name's Aaron, right? He was going out with this girl, and I guess her ex was into some shit, and they shot up the place. My buddy got shot, and like he didn't notice. He's just like, "Oh my god!" And stuff. And then he's like, "Why is it all wet?" And then he realized he was bleeding because he got shot like in the leg and all like crazy shot, right? And the girl starts freaking out and he's like, shut up. Like, just like he was more upset about her freaking out than him being shot. He didn't feel the pain. He was in shock. He didn't feel the pain until he got to the hospital or whatever. I asked him as a joke, like, hey man, you still hit? He's like, hell nah, man. Like, it's just like, it's not something that comes to mind. I don't think like when you get shot, like, I don't think it's like, there's no part of this where it's just like,
I mean,
are you feeling what I'm feeling?
I never been shot, right? But like, I was in a car accident. No, I was in a car accident. You know what I mean? Car got fucked up, totaled, whatever, right? Went to my girl house after, like, maybe like an hour after I left the scene.
But that's different, Jerv.
I was grouping, my nigga.
You didn't have like a foreign object in your body that could possibly, like, contribute to further
injury. Sure.
You know, like the injury portion of your day was kind of done.
I got shot, man.
like the nigga was still seeing about how to, you know, treat his wounds and shit. Like,
oh, old dirty Jerv, man. I could see it. Jerv the perv. I could see him like limping and shit. Like, baby, you're bleeding. Like, don't worry about it. Just hold on for a second.
Over under on how many people have called Jerv the perv?
All of Hampton, man. Hampton homecoming.
Come on now. Don't do Hampton homecoming like that, good brother.
Nigga, you don't do Hampton homecoming like that.
It's a good family fun environment.
So now we're getting all into this whole new world, right? Where Kane, obviously, he's always been a wild nigga anyway. And he feels like he's the leader because he's in debt to Lorenzo now. But before, he was treating him like how Meech was treating Charles Flannery. And then we got the situation where you know, now they have to sell arms. They're arms dealers now. and this shit just gets to a point where it's just so out of control. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, man, where this show's going, I have no idea. It is my new, what's always, it's our Young and the Restless, right?
Yeah.
Because that shit,
definitely like that.
Like, niggas just be like, when even when they were doing the whole social climb, right? Where niggas was like, take two steps back if your dad did this, and take one step back, and the niggas looking around was like, oh, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, it's so many fucking moving pieces in this show. Obviously, we're here to stay, but there's plenty of times if I wasn't doing this pod, I would be out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's just so much.
You really think you would be out, bro?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. I had no FOMO from it. You know, I hadn't watched. You know, I hadn't been on the pod in like 2 weeks, so I had to catch up today, like Jason, a little bit. And the only show that I felt FOMO was Snowfall, where I was like, because I didn't see Jerome die into today, even though I sent that shit in the chat. I didn't see it because it was hard to avoid anyway. I'm on Twitter at all types of the day. So motherfuckers was like, RIP Jerome. I'm like, all right, nigga. Like, I just, now my curiosity is, how did he die? At this point, I know he died, but how did he die? You get what I'm saying? So with Power, it's just kind of like we getting these random fucking characters. Some characters are coming back around, and it's like, oh, she didn't die. She's in a like witness protection program house, and then you got this creepy ass Professor Milgram's stalker ex-boyfriend who just died trying to crack the case, even though he's not on the case. Then you
how stupid is he, by the way?
He's an idiot, but I think at the end of the day they had to find a way to kill him off. He had no business he had no business being in this season. They should have just let him go away. Like, if he was to never come back to this show, I never would have been like, hey, yo, where he at? Like, When I watch Snowfall, I'm like, where's Peaches? Still to this day. Because they left me open-ended with Peaches. Like, hey, did the nigga overdose? Did he have AIDS? Did he actually leave with money? Is he Kaiser Sose? What the fuck is going on with Peaches? These other niggas, like, if Paige, I mean, well, her name is Paige Hurd, but if, what was her actual name in his?
Fuck, what is her name?
Who in Power?
The girlfriend, not Effie.
Lauren.
If Lauren was literally dead, I would not question it. But to have her, like,
it'd actually be better if she was dead.
I feel like it would be better if she was dead.
Yeah, because it adds a little bit more suspense to it. But like now, it's like dun dun dun. It's very Kanan, where Kanan comes back burnt, and you're just like, okay, you want me to take this show seriously, but like, this is actually happening, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, at this point, Power is nothing more than an hour worth of bad acting in high fashion.
Like, hey, okay, they be dressing, they be putting that shit on.
What's the latest shit out on the block? Cause they gonna have it on in the show.
Yeah, Effie got that box, bro. Cause every time that nigga Tyreek be sleep, he be so sleep. He sleeps so hard, bro. To a point where she could go check her phone, light the whole room up, go pee, flush loud, get a drink of water. That nigga will not move.
Hey, Jeff, that might be my celebrity crush. I fuck with old girl that play Effie.
Hold on, let's look up her real name first, just to make sure make sure you're good with this.
And Jerv, the place you was dissing, she came to eat some pizza the other day. Remember, the oxtail pizza?
I'm not dissing. I want to go there, nigga. I'm definitely. Okay. She was at
Cuts and Slices.
Oh, you good, bro? 26, you good.
I already knew, bro. Like,
hey, dog, you my nigga, dog. I needed to check. I was gonna have to boss over there for you real quick if that shit ain't work out. You're not getting canceled on my watch.
I appreciate it. But yeah, I knew that. But nah, she kind of cold though.
She definitely is, yo.
She gonna die.
You think?
Yeah, they focusing too much on her. She's going through too much emotionally, mentally. Like, she's going to die. And it'll probably be by Lauren.
She's going to be a bad choice.
Can anybody go to jail?
No, it's Power. No one goes to jail. Or if they do, they come home.
Yeah, they come. We don't even watch their whole bid.
Yeah.
They just come home. They get a visit, and they come home. And you're like, damn, a year passed? Or damn, 3 years passed? And it's like, okay, this nigga's finally coming home. Bet.
Watch. baby girl gonna pop up in like five more episodes and be like 17. Like, damn, she's in college with Reek now? Like, she was two.
She gonna be a part of the family business.
she gonna have
I was watching the preview, and apparently they're in Italy.
Nigga.
Wait, they're in Italy next episode?
Bro,
yeah,
bro,
they go out there.
How power take over Italy, bro? How we go global?
Because James St. Patrick jeans are crazy, bro. And Tariq is, you know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say too, I think I don't know how to put it, but like because the white boy, he's a bitch ass nigga, but I fuck with his character. Like he's my favorite character. Yeah, Brayden is my favorite character on the show.
He a real white boy though, for sure.
Because he's a real white boy. Like, and he plays that role as like a real white boy, like great, you know.
Like you got some homies like that. That's why.
Exactly. Like some, like you're white, bro. Like you might think that you with the nigga shit, but you're very white.
Everybody want to be a nigga, so it's time to be a nigga.
Be a nigga, for real. But yeah, and then shout out to Lorenz Tate for the Bitcoin line. That was the line of the season so far.
Oh yeah,
it's creepy ass.
Well. I feel like we covered everything on this show. I'm so glad to be podding with you brothers again. Happy Easter to those who observe. For my people, doing Ramadan right now, stay strong, get that rest, get that food, get that mental, you know what I mean? And for next, you know, for Big Jer, for me, for Jason Madison and myself, this has been a great episode of Bomb. And also, follow our relationship advice, man. Might save a life.